How about a collective approach to firefighting in our community? Here to talk about this, he's the mayor of Saanich. Dean Murdoch is joining us here at CFAX 1070. Morning, Dean. How you doing?
Good morning, Al. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me what you've done so far. It looks like you've written letters to other mayors, but tell people what this is about.
That's right. So after Monday night's council meeting, I was given direction to write a letter to the mayors of Oak Bay, Victoria, and Esquimalt, the four core municipalities, which each have their own fire departments, inviting them to come with their fire chiefs and have a conversation about how we may be able to provide services better by working more closely together, up to and including unification of the four core departments. So it's inviting them to start that conversation. We already have mutual aid and automatic aid agreements with each of the three, and that means that when and if there's an emergency that takes place where additional support is required, Saanich will respond, or Esquimalt, Victoria, Oak Bay will respond to provide support. But what we'd like to work towards is understanding if there's a way that beyond those agreements, we would be in a position to be a better service provider by either unifying or at least working more closely together.
My hunch is you've talked to Saanich Fire about this, and what are their thoughts?
Yeah, the fire department provided us with a report to support the discussion at council. I think one of the driving concerns from their perspective is the potential for larger, taller buildings and the capacity to fight structure fires in those larger buildings, that based on the growth that's happening in the region, they think that they would be maxed out in doing that, and that their analysis shows that if there was more coordination or unification of the departments around the core, they would have significant capacity in order to do that. So really, from a public safety perspective, it's I think it's to our benefit to be moving in a direction where we're working more closely together.
So obviously safety's first, but there could be cost savings in this, is what I'm reading. So talk about that just a little.
Yeah, well, we think certainly in terms of training, equipment, all of the procurement that goes along with the specialty equipment that's required for fire services, we think that there's an opportunity to realize some savings. You know, that will all be part of a discussion that would take place. But I think the more significant driver is that we think there's an opportunity to realize public safety benefits by increasing capacity. And I think more importantly, you know, regardless of which municipality a fire may be taking place, the closest hall should be the one to respond. That's just going to improve response times and ensure that there's the greatest likelihood of saving people and saving those structures. And I think that's a place that that we're all aiming to get to by starting this conversation.
Dean, is this one of these, we always talk about amalgamation talks and other means, and it's kind of, we talk about it and then it kind of, you know, sits on the back burner and then we bring it back. And you know what I'm saying when I say that. Is this kind of to another level as to, you know, this actually happening, or like what are the next steps in what this is?
Yeah, I mean, concurrent to this process, Saanich and Victoria are in the midst of a citizens' assembly that's evaluating the pros and cons of amalgamation. This is set aside from that because this is a specific line of service that we're asking to have a look at, where we think we can derive benefit without a protracted process. It's something that I think we could arrive at through analysis and conversation, that really, these four municipalities, their departments are already working through mutual aid. So this is an opportunity to take that to the next level.
Talking right now to Dean Murdoch. He's mayor of Saanich, joining us at CFAX 1070. Also Monday night, it sounds like a big long meeting, and one of the things that came up was something that's called the official community plan. I'll let you explain that and just where you're at with that.
Yeah, so the official community plan is the general plan for the municipality. Saanich's OCP goes back to 2008, At the time, it was a very progressive document. It talked about smart growth principles and building up centers and villages and protecting the natural environment, making it easier for people to get around in the community. It was an excellent vision, and I think one that helped to guide growth in our community over the last 16 years, but it's also one that needed to be updated. And so that process got underway a couple years ago, and through numerous consultative phases, including webinars, workshops, open houses, and surveys, that OCP has now been drafted. And, you know, it calls for largely focusing our growth around our major centers, our corridors, protecting the natural environment and trees by keeping growth compact and having people settle in areas where they can walk to schools, parks, and shopping and have access to good public transit without further congesting our streets with more vehicles. That document is now in front of council for its final approval. And Tuesday night, we had a public hearing where we had 5.5 hours of public input from folks who raised a number of issues, concerns, and perspectives and suggestions for how we might improve the OCP and what they might like to see in that growth plan.
People can find out more information on the OCP, Official Community Plan. They can go online and get that, can they not?
That's right. The draft is posted now. There's also a summary of the engagement steps that have taken place. From here, your council has received public input as part of the final step in that process. And because it was so late in the evening, we adjourned the meeting on Tuesday night and we'll reconvene this coming Tuesday, May the 7th, where council will have an opportunity to ask some questions of staff, debate whether we're going to proceed, and then make a decision about how to finalize the official community plan.
Got it. Okay. Dean, thank you for this. By the way, congratulations on finishing the TC10K. Saw you there on Sunday, and thanks for being a part of the show today.
Hey, Al, thank you, and congrats to you as well on your finish.
Absolutely.